Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, in the studios with us is Brooklyn Gould and Brooklyn Nelson from Greater Minnesota Family Services. And I know them well. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Nice to see you again.
Yes, you too.
Brooklyn Gould is the head coach out at Lochaber Valley for volleyball, and that's mm-hmm. how we know each other, right, Brooklyn?
Yep, that is true.
How's the season going so far? Or you got...
We've done a lot of summer stuff, so excited for the new season to come.
Okay, good. And Brooklyn Nelson, I know Brooklyn from the Montevideo area and the Mineota area.
Yeah. Good to be here. I've kind of seen you around through sports and growing up.
Over the years. You know, I have a poster of you and your Mineota volleyball team on my office wall. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. That's awesome. Yep. Fun stuff, yeah.
2018, was it state champions volleyball?
I think we were runner-up that year. Okay. And then 2019, we were state champs, and my senior year.
Awesome. So that's how I know the both Brooklyns, and we're going to call this the Brooklyn and Brooklyn show.
That works.
Sounds great.
How many Brooklyns are there in the Madison area? Quite a few.
I thought there was just one, but here we are. We got another one.
Yeah.
Well, they both are here to talk about a very important subject. And first of all, why don't you start it out, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nelson started.
All right. Yeah. We're just here for Greater Minnesota Family Services. We're starting off. I'm a school-based counselor as well as family-based. And same with the other Brooklyn here. She's going to be in the Madison area, and I'm in the Appleton area school district. So we get to work with families a little bit head-on.
So is this kind of a new collaboration with the school district?
Yeah, so brand new. They just decided that they needed a little more help with mental health, as does everyone right now.
We're just talking about Lochaber School District?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay. So they reached out to Greater Minnesota and brought on more counselors to the school to help out with the mental health needs in families and with kiddos as well. We get to work a little bit more one-on-one with kids in the school, but also, you know, in the area as well. Bring them out in the community and give them a little bit more experiences than maybe some of these families get. Okay. So,
maybe some of our listeners haven't heard of Greater Minnesota Family Services. Where is it based at, and what's that all about? Brooklyn Gould. I'm gonna have to go last names all.
Yeah. So originally, our CEO George Dubies, he started in 1992 at his house, and slowly it's grown. And 1992 doesn't seem like that far away, but now they're covering about half the counties in Minnesota right now. So they have grown a lot in the last 30 years. So what they do is our foundation is based off of the Circle of Courage, which models youth empowerment, and the four core values are belonging, mastery, independence, and generosity. So it's just kind of giving the sense to these kids, you know, like belonging, I am loved, based off of a trust relationship. The mastery is the kids, I can succeed, giving them opportunities to learn. Independence is that they have control over their life while still building responsibilities. And then generosity is I have a purpose in my life, which is helping others. So Greater Minnesota, really, we're trying to empower our youth and our society as well. We're not just offering services to these kids. It starts at home. You know, we see these kids in school, and it seems like we're just putting a Band-Aid on things with kids when they're at school with us, when realistically they need help in the home too. Mm-hmm. So we work really close with families. Just, you know, sometimes you just go there in their house and you just need to be a listening ear to mom or dad or even mm-hmm. grandparents. Yeah. And trying to get them resources that they need too. So we're more than just trying to put a Band-Aid on things now in today's society. Mental health isn't as much of a stigma as it used to be, but it's still there. And it's just allowing your kids to get the resources that they probably never had as parents to try to build them up for a successful life. Mm-hmm. So Greater Minnesota is great, and it allows kind of, you know, Brooklyn and I, it's a lot of you're part of this nonprofit organization, but really you're kind of like your own boss. You mm-hmm. have control of how you want your program to run. So it's been really nice. Kind of, it's a learning curve because we started like the last month of school. Okay. So we're seeing all these kids the last month of school, and then throughout the summer and stuff too. So, it's been great. I think the school's really going to enjoy us having us here. So,
Yeah, so you're working with the Loughborough Valley School District through this. And Brooklyn, you said you were in Appleton?
Yep. I'm in the Appleton, and then, the other Brooklyn is in Madison. And then we kind of share,
We got to have nicknames for you guys.
I've been going by Brooke.
Yeah. She's been Brooke, and I've been Brooklyn. Yeah. That's kind of how we've established.
Let's confuse awesome. Everybody. Yeah.
I feel better now. So, Brooklyn, so you're in the Appleton School.
Yep.
So how do families or children get referred to you then? How does that work?
Yeah.
Is there a process?
Well, anyone can make a referral. So anyone in the community can make a referral. A lot of our referrals are coming from the school, like our school-based counselor, and as well just anyone. And the teachers can make referrals. Parents can make a referral. Even if you feel like your child needs services, you can make a referral. So just anyone can make a referral to the school, and that's kind of how we've been running
that's
it, but
it
anyone, yeah, so, yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk about mental health a little bit, Brooke.
There you go.
Let's talk about mental health. You said there's still kind of a stigma about that, not to talk about stuff, but it's gotten better.
Yeah.
Right? Would you agree with that?
I think it's gotten better. I feel like in these smaller towns, we're still at that just rub some dirt on it kind of thing. And not saying that that's wrong in any way. It's just in the bigger cities, I think it's coming more of like a regular thing to talk about because we see these things that are happening in these bigger cities. So our hopes are, once you start bringing in these resources to these small communities, you start to see a little more uprise in the community's responses to mental health. And like mental health too isn't, it doesn't have to be anything big, like ADHD, right? That's a mental health illness. Yeah. And we're seeing a lot of that with kids nowadays because we got video games. It's a stimulation to help with that ADHD, So ADHD is definitely one of our probably more popular diagnoses that we get. So it doesn't have to be like PTSD or depression, it's just those little things too that we can kind of address. And it's not like we're those type of counselors that we're sitting across from each other. Let's talk about our feelings.
Right.
We're teaching these kids skills to kind of what can we do instead of being disruptive with that ADHD? Is there certain skills that we can teach instead of us reacting in those negative ways?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like, there's still that little bit of a stigma there, but I think our society as a whole is just growing with that. And the more resources that our communities and society are getting, I think the more open people are to discussion for it.
Brooklyn, what are some of the challenges that you deal with as far as children and families?
Yeah.
Some of the difficulties or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Some of our challenges, I think, being so fresh into it, I just graduated college, but super excited and eager. So I think that some of the challenges I've noticed is just like, these smaller communities have a lot of poverty and a lot, and there's not a lot around. For job opportunities, for things like that. So, even for kids to be able to experience. And I think that's one of the special things that we get to do, especially in the summer. In the school year as well, but we have a little bit more flexibility with this summer, being able to bring kids, to the pool, to go check out some of these fairs that are going on right now and be able to have experiences that they may not be able to have due to expenses or just even, family lifestyles, being really busy. So I think some of our challenges are that we're facing is, that high level of poverty, but also just, kids being open-minded about, the stigma that is going on. All of us have some sort of anxiety about something. And I think working with kids, there's a lot of pressure on our world right now. So working with those kids in a skills way to interact with their friends and other people, but also get to have some really good experiences that help bring that out for them.
How big has social media played a part in the children that you see? Being time spent on the computer or your phone or whatever.
Yeah, a big part. We brought some kids to the pool the other day and it was break time and they're like, I wish I had my tablet. I'm like, really? We're outside,
Oh, wow.
I think a big part of anxiety, some of those fears, there's video games and some of these kids are really young playing these video games that, is also happening in our world right now. So I think that some of those experiences have built up those anxieties or, even that ADHD, that little bit of a worry or getting fixated on certain things. So I would say that social media has been But, you know, it also has its positives. It's also helped us, you know, find ways to, you know, work with that mental health. Also ways to boost, you know, understanding that, like, this is our world and getting, you know, some education right. on that as well.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have just put the social media on the children.
Yeah.
Mom and dad, too, and adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have that issues, too, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Brooke?
Yep, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with my supervisor yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, this video games and why kids with ADHD are, why it's good for them in a way, but also not because of the stimulation. And then he had brought up, you know, even without video games, like adults play video games. I'll admit I play video games, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, even without video games, when we didn't have it when we were younger, what were we doing? Watching TV too, which is probably no better. You know, right. it's just that stimulation that you don't really realize what you're missing out on either. You know, when you're constantly looking at your phone and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's definitely, it doesn't matter what age you are, you're still, everybody's guilty of it, you know.
Yeah, and it comes into our world. I mean, like, I have a 2.5-year-old son, and he is, like, eye to that phone. I'm like, I don't even know how he figures out some of that stuff. Yeah. So we, like, you know, we try to limit. I'm like, he's swiping scrolling. On my phone, and I'm like, I don't know, like, but I'm sure from watching, you know, experiencing. Right. Yeah. So it is something that is going to stick around and be in our world, but a way that we can educate it. And I think that also falls on us as well as parents and how they allow, you know, mm-hmm. how they allow that, you know, screen time or things like that. So,
All right. Well, this is something new for the Lac Qui Parle Valley School District, working, collaborating with Greater Minnesota Family Services.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this interview, to let people know that you are available and what you're doing. And so I'm going to end with, what do you like about your job? Brooklyn, we'll start with you.
All right.
What do you like about your job?
Well, I think just growing up with really great supportive parents, I think, you know, my mom was a social worker, and I always, you know, just found a way that I always wanted to work with kids. In a way to help them better. I wanted to be a teacher at first, and that just wasn't my forte. I knew that I wanted to work with them in a deeper level and build those connections and be able to have those experiences for them. So I think that I've just really, I loved learning about the community, seeing what's here, getting to work with some of my kiddos already, and everything about it, you know, being able to work with them and, you know, build that comfort level with them has been, you know, an eye-opening experience for me too. I, you know, am a person of change. I want to grow, you know, not only I want to grow with my kids, but I want to grow with the community as well. So it's been great.
Good answer. That's How about you, Brooke?
I think the part I like most about my job is that connection and being that positive role model for some of these kids. I grew up with not the greatest childhood, and without people like Brooklyn and I don't think I would be where I am now. I saw the positive change it made in my life, and I want to be able to be that resource for kids as well, giving back. You know, I had that experience. I want to be that experience for them too. And listening to some of these kids, I was just telling my supervisor this too. We're at Dollar General, and I had 6 kids with me. They all get their dollar snack for the day.
Oh, wow. Can I come with next time?
Yeah, right. And the guy asked me, are all these your kids? And I'm like, offensive. First of all, there's 6 of them. And one of the kids looked at me. He's like, well, you're kind of our mom. Oh, and it's like little things like that are the things that, like, on those hard days where you're just like, oh my gosh, we need to get outside. Those little things just makes you feel like, you know, that what I'm doing is purposeful. Impactful. Yeah. It's been great.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No.
Okay. We covered it all.
Yeah.
All right. So if people listening want to get a hold of you or contact you, how can they do that? Is there a way to contact you? Or
through the school? You can contact the school. Otherwise, my number is 507-430-6442. Our emails are just our first initial, so bnelson@greaterminnesotafamilieservices.
Yep. Yeah. And I don't have my work number, but
they can check out the
Greater Minnesota page,
and the
too.
Website. Yeah.
What's the website?
It's just Greater Minnesota Family Services, and we're based out of, the main office is based out of Wilmer, so that's probably where it will pop up at, but you'd be able to find us through there, too.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, real good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Today. I always like to learn.
Yes. Yeah, right?
I learned something new today.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah.
You bet. Brooklyn Nelson and Brooklyn Gould from Greater Minnesota Family Services.